tracks and deep cuts, we'll be playing you songs like this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
Hey, it's Landon Gamble, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Hey, it's Arden from Princess Towers. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Follow our Instagram, StartsWYouthQueens, for more information and to get updated on upcoming events and workshops. In addition, if you need guidance or support, email us at startswithyouth@clubs.queens.ca.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? Need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Hi, I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
And good morning. It is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in through the web, we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. And I'm joined in studio today by Maggie.
Woohoo, I'm back.
Once again, she had a taste of being live, and she was like, let's do it again.
Yeah, it's really fun. I didn't think I'd like it because it's kind of nerve-wracking, but it is really fun. It kind of puts the pressure off when you know it's, well, that seems like contradicting, but you know.
No, like because you, like, once you put it out there, it's there and you can't really take it back. So it kind of takes the pressure off of like doing it 100, like having to redo and redo to make it 100% perfect because you can't really take it back.
Yeah, I'm trying not to be perfect, which it feels just so much more chill.
But you are perfect, Maggie.
Oh my God. Also, you didn't make our joke.
Yes, it's The Mood with Maggie. Sorry, I wanted to do...
I'm calling you out.
I wanted to say The Mood with May outright because I didn't want to confuse the people that are listening in. People who are listening in, I hope you are not confused. this week Maggie is joining me in studio for a very a very fun episode, one that I don't think I could do on my own because I don't have any expertise in this, but we're doing K-pop and Korean music.
Yes, we are. I'm so excited.
Do you want to explain your process of like finding like K-pop and like how it became so integrated into your music taste?
Yeah, I mean, I got into K-pop in 2018, so gosh, that's like what, 7 years now? Almost 7 years.
Ew.
That's crazy. But yeah, the first group I discovered, I feel like is for a lot of the same people, it's BTS, because they're so popular. And they're still one of my favorite groups, but I've been into a lot of other groups since then, and there's a lot of talent in the K-pop community, and surprisingly a lot of Canadians in K-pop. So whether that be performers or just songwriters. So it was really cool to go through and try and pick what I wanted for this episode. It was so difficult to narrow down options, but I think I have a pretty good pick of songs here.
Yeah, for context, Maggie is also my housemate.
Yes.
And she was going through an existential crisis. She had an exam yesterday. And you know what she was talking to me about? I don't know how I'm going to make everything fit in this set list. I don't know what to cut. How do you do this?
Yeah, it was a struggle, really. Like, how do you pick just a few to go into this? But
yeah,
hopefully I made some good choices. Hopefully people listening like it and you like it.
I'm sure I'll like whatever you put on because yeah. You have good music taste. I feel like I have complete utter faith in your music taste.
Well, we've got a bit of a mix of different types of songs in here. Like obviously your standard kind of K-pop-y typical sounds that you would think of as K-pop, but then we also have some like K-alternative or like more indie Korean music. So hopefully there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Something for everyone on yes. The Mood with Maggie. Do you want to talk about your first, I guess, three songs that we're doing? Like, why did you group those together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first song that will be played is Sad Song by P1 Harmony. For those who don't know, Kehoe in this group is Canadian. But this song, I cannot stop listening to this song. It's so catchy. It's just really good. So it had to be in there. And I put it number one because it just sets the tone for the rest of the episode. And then Walk is the next song by NCT127. Another Canadian in this group, for those who don't know, Mark Lee, one of the rappers, is Canadian. So, and it's just also kind of a fun, upbeat, like, poppy song. Like, the first three songs are very, like, poppy and just
like
fun.
What you think of when you think K-pop?
Yeah.
Would you say? Okay.
And then the third one to end it off would be Python by GOT7, which is a new release. And for those who don't know, GOT7 recently got back together after having a hiatus for a few years. So this is one of their songs that they just came back with, which has also been stuck in my head. So I had to include it. Perfect. And that's it for the first three.
Well, I'm so excited. I hope everybody listening in will also enjoy these lovely selections by Maggie, and we'll come back to you in a bit to talk about those. Maybe I'll give some opinions. But without further ado, Sad Song by P1 Harmony on The Mood with Maggie, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good. 걸음걸이 고장나 버린 듯이 walk. Don't care about a thing, 난 내 기분대로 walk. 걸음걸이 고장난 듯이 삐끗덕. 누구
봐도 나처럼 난 거치 on a beat. 박자에 맞게 미끄러져 걸음이 좌우로 흔들리지. 난 메트로놈의 침 늘 여유롭지. 원래 내 일이 chill. 눈길에 가진 내가 그 원인. Get on my way, girl. 가사비 버슨.
문제는 다 pass, pass. 다 털어내 먼지. 굳이 시간 쓰지 않지. 내 시선을 뺐어. I see you crushing. 나는 좀 바빠. No more to worry. 여유가 뺐어. 언제든 난 snapping. 떠나보낸 그 night.
난 삐그덕 삐그덕 걸음걸이 고장나버린 듯이 walk. Don't care about a thing. 난 내 기분대로 walk. 걸음걸이 고장난 듯이 삐그덕
삐그덕 덕.
난 삐그덕 삐그덕 걸음걸이 고장나버린 듯이 walk. Don't care about a thing. 난 내 기분대로 walk. 걸음걸이 고장난 듯이 삐그덕
삐그덕 덕. Never let go, I just cannot stop. 모든 문을 두드리지 knock knock. 쏟아지는 비 익숙해져 난 내 두 손에 쏟아지는 like
여름에도 떠는 폼 고장나버려 난 비용 비용 비켜 내 앞에 끼지 마라 we home we home. 빨리 비켜봐 on my way 좀 더 비겁게 yeah. Do my dance, do my dance 걸음마저 step step.
길에 끌진 내가 good morning. Get on my way girl cause I be bustin'. 이제는 더 pass pass 더 털어낸 먼지 굳이 시간 쓰지 않지 난 시선에 뺏어. I see you crossing. 대견한 배점 상을 줘 넌
여유가 뺐어. 언제든 난 stepping. 떠나보는 good night.
난 삐그덕 삐그덕 걸음걸이 고장나버린 듯이 walk. Don't care about a thing. 난 내 기분대로 walk. 걸음걸이 고장난 듯이 삐그덕
삐그덕 삐그덕 삐그덕 걸음걸이 고장나버린 듯이 walk. Don't care about a thing. 난 내 기분대로 walk. 걸음걸이 고장난 듯이 삐그덕
삐그덕
덕.
Walk, 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 walk,
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Got7 with Python. Before that, NCT 127 with Walk. And then Sad Song by P1 Harmony right here on The Mood with Maggie, CFRC 101.9 FM.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, so we've got Maggie.
Yes, we do.
In studio for her show, The Mood with Maggie.
This is my show now. I'm taking over.
She is, actually. This is 100% her set list.
Yes.
So it was an interesting experience for me to not have to prepare anything.
And casually, I was just stressing.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, how do you do this? How do you narrow it down? And yeah. Like, that's why I have it every week. That's why I do it every week, because I can just set the songs aside and do them another time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did not have that luxury. I was like, I need to make this
perfect.
A perfect set list. So,
yeah. So, I don't know. What are my thoughts on these tracks? I feel like, okay, P1 Harmony, the Sad Song, Maggie already showed that to me previously. Yeah. Maggie does this thing where she takes the living room TV and goes on YouTube and then just tells me to watch all these K-pop music videos.
They're good.
They are good. They are really good. They're like really well executed in terms of like choreography. They're usually pretty like, I don't know if they're high budget productions in the sense I don't know how much they're spending on them, but it looks like they're spending a lot on them.
A lot of money.
Like
yeah.
They've got like backup dancers, they've got like crazy choreography, they have like crazy sets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've heard that song and I think I heard the NCT song before, but the GOT7 song was completely new. That was off of an album that came out in January. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Let's hear your thoughts on it, Maggie.
What do you mean? On the song?
Yeah, like the new album. Like, I don't know any of their previous work.
It's good. It's interesting because they kind of, like, they separated from their company back in 2021, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, all went on hiatus and did, like, their own solo projects. But then this is, like, a very exciting thing. They came back this year and got together, kind of, I think, independently. And so this is their first album back, which is really exciting. And I hadn't really listened to them much in the past, but getting more into them now, I mean, I really like it. This song in particular, I love. So it had to go in the set list for sure.
Yeah, no, I quite enjoyed it. And I liked how it wasn't like, even though I guess these are like more well-known, like traditional K-pop groups, like none of them sounded alike.
No.
Like, I wasn't listening to it, and I'm like, oh, I already heard something like this.
Yeah, no, they have very distinct styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I quite enjoy that, and I'm looking forward to the next few tracks that you have lined up for us. So did you want to...
Let's do it.
...tell the people?
Yeah, so the next three we have, we're starting off with Sour Grapes by Le Sserafim. I really like this song. It's very, like, way less... Like, I don't know how you put it. Way less... It's poppy still, but less so than the first three. Like, it's a little bit more, like, chill, okay. I would say. And it's just a really cute song. I like it a lot. Following that, we have Black Swan by BTS, which, to my surprise, I did not know had a Canadian songwriter included in the credits, which is really interesting. 'Cause it's a really good song. And, I mean, as you all know or have heard previously, I really like BTS. So
yes.
They had to have something in there. And then the next song is Nostalgia by Junie and JB. I also didn't know. So Junie is a Canadian-Korean songwriter and is featured on a lot of K-pop credits. So has a lot of, like, popular songs.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know this, but they also released some of their own music. And I was listening to this song, and I really liked it. It gives me sort of a Troye Sivan kind of feeling.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So is this also a new-to-you song?
It is, within the last 48 hours, I would say.
Wow.
And I really like it. I listened to it on the way here, so.
Amazing. Yeah, honestly, one of the things that I was most surprised about is how many Canadians are involved mm-hmm. in, like, the K-music scenes. Like, I remember when we first pitched this idea, and we were like, okay, let's, like, look and see, like, what kind of Canadian music we can get from this, because obviously it has to be viable. But, mm-hmm. like, there was a good amount of, like, songwriters, of just, like, members in different K-music groups.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think, like, with the K-pop industry, It's different now in that they're getting a lot of more international singers, people from all around the world to come into K-pop groups. So that includes a lot of Canadians as well, which is interesting. So seeing a bit of mix of different nationalities and everything is always fun.
Yeah. Well, without further ado, we'll get into, is it Le Sserafim?
Le Sserafim, yeah.
Le Sserafim. Okay. Well, Sour Grapes by Le Sserafim right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm sorry, 태양 뜨고 곰 딥을 자꾸 초점을 잃어 이제 너와 좀 싫어 차라리 내 맘 녹아게 내가 뛰어들어가게 가장 깊은 곳에서 나는 날 봤어 천천히 난 오늘 또 여기 나의 작업실 내 스튜디오 거제 파도 깜깜하게 나를 수쳐줘 절대 흘러가지 않을 거야 다시 또 인사 아스마
just finished listening to Nostalgia by Junie and JB.
Yes.
I'm pronouncing everything correctly. Before that, we had the one, the only, BTS with Black Swan. And at the very top of that set, Le Sserafim with Sour Grapes on The Mood with Maggie, CFRC 101.9 FM. Now, Maggie, do you want to tell us about the fateful night that you saw BTS?
Sure thing. Why not? I saw them back in 2019, which is crazy because I only found out about them in late 2018. So I was very, very lucky.
Had floor tickets too, did you not?
I did. I had floor tickets. We were 20 feet away from them. That's which crazy. Is crazy in MetLife, which is a giant stadium. It's huge. So we were very fortunate. But oh my goodness, the best concert I've ever been to. It was insane. One of them was flying around above our heads. Jimin popped out of a bubble at one point. It was so cool. One of the craziest concert experiences I've ever had. And then I saw Yoongi, which is one of the BTS members, on his solo tour a couple years ago now. 2023, I think it must have been. Or 2022. But that was in New York. I went to go see him in New York, and that was really, really good as well. I mean, they never disappoint with their concerts. They're always extremely well done. The sets and the set list is just amazing. So,
I mean, from the videos that you've showed me from that night, it was quite the production.
Yeah.
Very much echoes the aura of their music videos. Yeah. Of just crazy stunts, crazy choreography, crazy sets.
Yeah, so. No, they definitely don't slack off in their concerts.
And BTS right now is on hiatus, right? Because some of the members are enlisted for mandatory service, but apparently that's ending soon.
Yeah, I mean, two of the members are finished now, but the rest of them, I believe, are all going to be done in June time. So they should all be back together sometime in the summer. So let's hope for some new music and maybe a tour at some point.
So if there is a tour, Maggie will be there.
Yeah, man, if I can afford that, let's hope. I mean, there's so many more fans of them nowadays that it's so difficult to get tickets, but fingers crossed.
You know what? I believe in it. I believe in you.
Yeah.
You're going to get those tickets. Maybe they'll have a Canada date.
Oh gosh, I hope so. Well, that's the thing is during COVID, or was it COVID? Yeah, it was right before COVID. I had actually tickets to see them back to back in Toronto for the Map of the Soul tour. And then that, of course, got canceled because of COVID, which was extremely disappointing. So I really do hope they have a Toronto tour next time.
So perchance Maggie will be there.
Let's hope.
Other than that, I think just comments on the few tracks that we just played. Maggie made the comment before we played this track that it sounded like Troye Sivan-esque production. Mm-hmm. And the second it started playing, I was like, oh my God, Maggie, you are so right.
Yeah.
It's the Nostalgia song by Junie and JB. And for those of you who didn't hear it before, Junie is actually a Canadian-Korean songwriter.
Yeah.
Who also apparently has their own career and things going on. So that's exciting. And if you are interested in K-pop and you want a more local Canadian option, then that's certainly a good option.
Absolutely.
The next few tracks I'll let Maggie get into. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so the next three songs, I wanted to have sort of a moment to step away from the super poppy side of K-pop, which seems a bit silly, but I wanted to include some other genres of Korean music, or just slightly different songs than what you typically think is K-pop. So the first song that will be played is called Chroma Drift, which is a new song by the group Plave. And I hadn't heard of this group before until recently, but they're actually a virtual K-pop group, which is interesting. But I heard this song and I was like, wait a minute, this is really good. I like this. So that's going to be coming up. And then after that, we have the song Love by Wave to Earth. Which is also a song that I discovered earlier, or a group that I discovered earlier this year. And they're more of a Korean alternative group. And I just love their music. It is so good. So you'll hear that in a second. And then after that, we have Cosmos by Lee Joon Hyung, which is also sort of a slower, kind of more peaceful track. I don't know how you would put it, but
more mellow.
Yeah, more mellow. So this next few songs are going to slow it down a little bit and be a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah, I think when we were talking about the episode to yap just a little bit longer, we were talking about like finding more diversity in the Korean music spaces, because I feel like even myself, the only genres that I knew out of Korea was the stereotypical like K-pop idols.
Yeah.
And then I also delved a little bit into like Korean lo-fi when I was in high school, and then for some reason just stopped listening to it. Like I found other genres and it just ended up getting like knocked off the list. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see if I can bring that back.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like good Korean music that kind of, I think, gets a bit overshadowed by like the K-pop industry.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because there's a lot of good artists out there. So yeah, hopefully you get a little taste of it today.
Very excited. Well, without further ado, Chroma Drift by Plave?
Plave, yeah.
Plave, okay. Have to pronounce things correctly. On The Mood with Maggie, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. 스쳐가는요
Just finished listening to Cosmos by Lee Jun Hyung.
Yeah.
Okay. Before that, Love by Wave to the Earth and Plave with Chroma Drift right here on The Mood with Maggie, CFRC 101.9 FM. We're almost at the end of the hour, so we have a couple minutes to wrap things up. I hope you've enjoyed so far. Maggie, how have you enjoyed this episode?
I think it's obvious I've thoroughly enjoyed it, but yeah, we're gonna like have some good mix of songs in here, and we're gonna end it off with some really good last final songs. End it with strong. A bang, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I notice some of the, I not notice, I know some of the names that are coming up, so I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm. One quick note on the songs you just listened to, those were like less of the K-pop-esque Korean music. And I quite enjoyed it. I liked mm-hmm. that it was more like chill.
Yeah.
It felt less like theatrical outright.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like it makes you feel like the people that is making that music is less of like these giant idols that we see of like BTS and Blackpink.
Yeah.
And more like just creators and artists.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I agree. And I love those songs.
Yeah. I mean, they were amazing. I think as much as I love all of the songs on this episode, those are the ones that I think I would be most likely to like integrate into my existing playlist, because yeah. I feel like
they're a little less pop, which I feel like is more your style. You like that kind of like, well, for me, I don't know if you would categorize the past few songs as more like dreamy K-pop kind of vibe, but yeah, that's how I feel about them.
I feel like it's easier to integrate them with other music genres because it doesn't, like, it's unique in and of itself, but it also can mesh very well with like other genres that exist already.
Agreed.
That's my take as somebody who has no prior existing knowledge on any of this.
Yeah.
But we'll get into the last few songs if you'd like to do that, Maggie.
Yeah. So starting us off for the first of the last, we'll have Heart on the Window by Jin featuring Wendy. So for those who don't know, Jin is a member of BTS. This is a new song from his album Happy that came out earlier this year. And Wendy is actually a member of Red Velvet, which is the female K-pop group. And she's also, strangely enough, I found out recently, we found out that she lived in Brockville.
Yeah.
For like a while, which is like an hour from us. And that's so bizarre.
Of everywhere in Canada, Brockville.
Yeah, Brockville is such a random place to choose. But you know what?
It's quite womp womp.
Yeah. But I just thought that was such a random little fact. Like, I did not know that. But, and then moving on, the second song we have, Waiting by Woods. This song has been on replay in my, like, just in my music these days. Like, it's so catchy. And just really fun. Like, I just really like it. And to end us off, of course, I had to finish it with Standing Next to You by Jungkook of BTS. This song is just so funky and so good. And yeah, it's just, it's gonna end off the episode just
with a bop.
With a bop.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this lovely episode of The Mood with Maggie, and we'll be back next week with The Mood with May, all on my own. So sad.
Sorry.
If I could have Maggie on every week with me, I would.
I doubt that. That's a lie.
That's not a lie. I love it. I love having somebody in the booth with me. It's fun.
It is fun. I do enjoy it.
Normally, I'm here yapping for 20 minutes by myself. So,
yeah.
Well, without further ado, Jin and Wendy with Heart on the Window. I hope you enjoy and stay tuned for Alchemy with Madot at 11 o'clock. 숱한 계절들을 넘어 소리 없이 입김이 번질 때 Ooh, and I for more every minute, more every hour 꽃꾸민 듯이 하얗게 서린 맘에 창 위에 짙게 새겨둔 You and me, yeah.
still just waiting. 너는 뒤는 못 보는 듯해. 잠긴 맘이 내 눈엔 보이네. Baby, who makes you waiting?
I'm gonna drown when you wake up. 다른 연락을 기다린 듯 했어. 한 박자 느린 너의 웃음에서. 맘이 떠 있네. I'm going insane. 잡힐 듯 잡히지 않아.
'Cause I'm on this phone.